Yorkton. The Terriers hosted the Melfort Mustangs on February 10 and visited the city February 11, losing 4-2 and 2-1 in the subsequent matchup. The Terriers' Cade Kennedy was the first to score during Friday night's game at Westland Arena, putting one past the Mustangs' netminder at 12:30 into the period. Wyatt Cook fired back for the visitors, closing out scoring in the first with a goal at 17:54. The Mustangs' Ryan Duguay opened up the scoring early in the second, hitting the target at 3:15 in. Teammate Cameron Mi closed out the period with another goal for the Mustangs at 18:23. Both teams went scoreless for the better half of the third until midway through the period when the Terriers' Brett Butts put another on the board for the hometown team, but the Mustangs' Leith Olofsson managed another for the visitors at 13:57. Goalie Caleb Allen was pulled at 18:28 in an attempt to give the Terriers an edge, but it wasn't enough to secure the goals needed to tie the game. Allen saved 30 of the 34 shots he faced. James Venn was in net for the win, blocking 24 of the 26 shots. The Terriers were once again the first team to put themselves on the board in Saturday night's matchup, with Clay Sliva scoring at 7:42 of the first, assisted by Dylan Ruptash. However, it would be the Terriers' last goal of the evening. The Mustangs' Wyatt Cook put one past Terrier netminder Tyson Smith at 8:44 into the second. Teammate Aiden Hutchinson repeated the effort at 9:14. Smith was pulled from the net with 17 seconds remaining in the period in a last-ditch effort to tie the game, but the team wasn't able to rally for the win. Smith saved 21 of the 23 shots he faced. James Venn was netminder for the Mustangs, blocking 22 shots for the win. The Terriers will host the Weyburn Red Wings on February 14 and visit Weyburn on February 18.